Each year, the Crafted Beer and Cider Festival takes over Corowa Park in Broadbeach on the beautiful Gold Coast. Starting this Saturday, the event will run all weekend long rather than just the one day due to selling out both in 2020 and 2021. Co-founder of the festival, Anna Cook, started the festival in 2017 with her brother as they saw a gap in the market for a beer festival on the Gold Coast.
There were a lot of craft beer that was booming around the country, especially on the Gold Coast. There's some really great brewers that were really popping up around that time, and thought the Gold Coast doesn't have a beer festival. Why don't we start a craft beer festival? We both love music, and so we wanted to have a music element as well.
Crafted features local breweries, distilleries and wineries, mainly from the Gold Coast, but also from surrounding areas. Though being Gold Coast locals, Anna and her brother have a bit of a bias towards local brands, so they try to showcase these in their own special way through the event.
At the festival, we've created this little area called Locals Lane. So right in the middle of the festival, we put all the local breweries in one little space that kind of highlights them and just puts them in a bit of a highlighting position in the festival too.
The event brings all these brands together in one spot so everyone can try a little bit of everything, getting the chance to try different brands and drinks you usually wouldn't get. The event had also created a lot of opportunity for smaller brands that wouldn't have become what they are today without the festival.
Maddock is another one that's on the Gold Coast as well, who when they first started coming on to the festival, they were still in their backyard brewing from their garage. And now they've been open in Ashmore for around about 12 months, I believe it is, that they've had their brewery open for.
Burley Gin Distillery, Grandad Jack's, will be returning to Crafted for their fifth year and are extremely excited to be showcased for the entire weekend. Head distiller and great-grandson of Jack himself, Luke Ridden, says they have drinks specific for the event in addition to their fan favourite tasting platters.
Yeah, so every year at Crafted we try and do something, we try and keep it pretty standard with our gin and tonics, and then we do always something special just for Crafted itself. So we've got a couple of cocktails that'll be special on the day. We've got our classic Seymour Street, which is just always a crowd pleaser. It's my favourite cocktail on our list in the tasting rooms and at events, and then we've got our gin and tonics as well.
The family-run distillery always thrive at this event as they can advertise their Crafted-only cocktails, and every year they're a crowd pleaser. They also have the best view of the event at the top of their truck, where you can sit and look over the entire festival.
So our Beer Double truck has the best view on the top deck. So you can hop up there, have your cocktail, look over the entire event and just really soak up the atmosphere of the weekend. It's fantastic up there. We'll be serving cocktails all Saturday and Sunday. We're really keen to see everybody.
The event is growing very fast among brewers and Gold Coast locals, with over 70 breweries on the waitlist to get featured in the event. So this weekend, come on down to Corowa Park for two full days of games, sun and beer right on the beachside. You won't regret it. This has been Tyra Smith, signing out.